Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GD. In this episode, the NBA Cup Final is over. The New York Knicks win the NBA Cup. So I'll cover the game itself. I'll cover the MVP. Also, guys, all the stuff surrounding it, few of the talking heads, and about the banner. We'll talk about that also. So all that and more. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, we have a special episode here. It is a recap of the NBA Cup for 2025 and the New York Knicks defeat the San Antonio Spurs 124-113. Guys, it took place in Las Vegas at T-Mobile Arena, and it was packed, guys, filled to capacity, over 18,000 in attendance to see the New York Knicks take down the upstart San Antonio Spurs. And guys, this was a game that I saw, and guys, it was pretty very compelling game, to be honest with you. The Knicks were down by as much as 11 in this game to these young boys. And actually going into the third quarter, they were down by 5 heading into the fourth. But actually in the first half, they were really taking it to the Knicks. That's where you saw the deficit get all the way up to 11. And then Mike Brown made adjustments in the second half, and especially in that fourth quarter, where he saw what was going on the floor, how they were giving Jalen Brunson a tough time. So what he does, he puts an extra ball handler on the floor in the form of Tyler Kolek, who had by far his best game as a New York Knick. And it alleviated a lot of pressure from Jalen Brunson. He was able to operate and do his thing in that fourth quarter. But you got to give credit to Mike Brown for making adjustments mid-game and into that fourth quarter. Now, I was talking to a friend of the show, the Coach Omar, and we were kind of in agreement. The Knicks don't win this game with Tom Thibodeau. I know some people say, oh, you guys are piling on. But Thibodeau would have rolled his starters. He didn't have all that much confidence in Kolek. So to have Kolek in that fourth quarter, I don't know if Tom Thibodeau goes there. So you got to give a lot of credit to Mike Brown for being able to make that adjustment, seeing what the defense of San Antonio was giving them, and said, you know what, let's make things easier on the captain. And Kolek came in and was money, as was Jordan Clarkson. He played fine in that fourth quarter. And how about Mitchell Robinson? You know, a lot of times you get some of the naysayer Knicks fans who want to toss this guy over the side. When this guy is right, and boy, he was right that night. There's not a center in this league that can control the offensive boards like Mitchell Robinson. I'm just putting it out there. And he really took it to them as far as that goes. I'll give you all the stats in a minute, but in the end, when all is said and done, and then big credit to OG Anunoby, who kept him in the game with his 20 points in the first half. And Jalen himself had 15, but I tell you, OG, I mean, he looked sensational out there. So with all that said and done, and then also two guys in this game, you saw a guy like Mikal Bridges sit for a while, and also you saw Karl-Anthony Towns tweak his knee where he sat, but he did come in that fourth quarter, and he was a catalyst as well. So Mike Brown pushing all the right buttons as the coach. And when all is said and done, the Knicks get that victory. So kudos all the way around. But let me give you the stats. Let's start with, for the Knicks, OG Anunoby. He finishes the game with 28 points, guys. 9 rebounds, deflections, all the things. He was the catalyst. So, OG Anunoby. And he dropped 5 threes in this game, guys. I mean, he was absolutely sensational. And then, of course, Jalen Brunson, Captain Clutch, living up to his name, especially in that fourth quarter, guys. 25 points. He had 8 assists, many of those coming in that fourth quarter. I'm thinking of that lovely pass that he dropped to Tyler Kolek in the paint where he had the easy layup. So the captain putting in work, 8 assists and 4 rebounds for him along with the 25 points. Karl-Anthony Towns, not a huge game from him, but a solid game nonetheless. 16 points, 11 rebounds, and 2 steals for your big man, Bodega Cat, Karl-Anthony Towns. Jordan Clarkson off the bench, 15 points. He reminds me a lot of Vinnie Johnson for back in the day for the Pistons. He's like a microwave. He comes in there. He'll either get cold or he'll get hot. In this game, he was hot. So Jordan Clarkson leading the way for the bench guys. And then Tyler Kolek, like I said, having the game of his life for the New York Knicks. 14 points, guys. 5 assists, 5 rebounds. And it couldn't come at a better time than on Tuesday evening for the New York Knicks in the NBA Cup. Josh Hart, 11 points for him, along with 8 rebounds, 2 steals, being his usual disruptive self. And he hit a critical 3 in that fourth quarter, guys, that propelled the Knicks. So Josh Hart contributing as well. Mikal Bridges, kind of a quiet game for him. 11 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. I'm not sure what was going on with him health-wise, but nonetheless, a solid contribution from him also. And then Mitchell Robinson, 4 points, 15 rebounds, guys. And oh, by the way, 10 of those on the offensive glass. Think about this, guys. He out-rebounded Victor Wembanyama, who played in this game. On the offensive glass, he out-rebounded Victor Wembanyama. So that's the kind of work that Mr. Robinson put in for his team. And adding to that, 2 blocks as well. For the San Antonio Spurs, they got contributions all the way around, too. Dylan Harper, the rookie, coming off the bench, 21 points. He had 5 threes in this game. He had a fantastic game, guys. 7 rebounds. Victor Wembanyama coming off the bench yet again, 18 points. They're trying to bring him along back slowly, guys. So he came off the bench, 18 points, 6 rebounds, 2 blocks. De'Aaron Fox, I thought he had a quiet game. 16 points and 9 assists. Solid, though, nonetheless. Stephon Castle, 15 points, 12 assists, 7 rebounds. So a solid game all around for him. Luke Kornet, for some reason, I was talking to a friend of the show, D, about this. Luke Kornet gets it to the Knicks. And then he had to remind me that he was once a former Knick. And I was like, you know what? I forgot about that. Because I'm thinking about what he did with Boston in that series last year. And then on Tuesday night, what he did to the New York Knicks. 14 points, 6 rebounds. And very efficient from the field. 7 of 9 from the field. So Luke Kornet, a fly in the ointment against his former team, the New York Knicks. Harrison Barnes with 11, and then Devin Vassell, 12 points, 5 rebounds for him. So, like I said, in the end, the Knicks get the victory. I do want to make mention when talking about Wembanyama, he was playing with a heavy heart, guys. He had learned prior to the game that his grandma had passed. So, of course, we send love and light to Victor Wembanyama and his family due to the passing of his grandmother. So, of course, prayers up in that regard. So just want to make mention of that. And he was very emotional in the press conference. I give him a tremendous credit for sitting there and taking questions in light of that. So, yes, but condolences to Victor Wembanyama and his family. And then the game, well, the NBA Cup MVP award given at the end. A lot of people thought it should have been Victor Wembanyama, OG Anunoby, who should have got it, but it ended up being for the captain, Jalen Brunson. So there you go. So Jalen Brunson, your MVP for the NBA Cup. So, and then with all of that, guys, they get a prize of $530,000 per man. So you talk about guys on the end of your bench getting this type of boost as far as monies go. So definitely something that you definitely take that as a player, that's for sure. So, and then think about this, guys. You get guys like Mohamed Diawara. In fact, their draft pick in this past draft, who's making $1.2 million. So he pretty much doubles his salary. Ariel Hakpoti making $2 million. So you pretty much add a quarter of that to his salary he's making already. And Tyler Kolek, it was funny because he was talking about getting his dad a car. So, boom, he's got some extra bread to get his dad a nice car coming out of this. So, and then, you know, others like Pacon Diatty, their forward there, and Landry Shamet, who's making $3 million. So, you know, this is a nice chunk of change for guys to make along with their given salary. So definitely kudos in that regard. And, of course, you have the talking heads that kind of had their say in this regard. Of course, on First Take, of course, and that's the bad part of this, if I have to be honest. Now you get a Stephen A. Smith giddy and beyond him himself as far as the kudos and the accolades go, and him going nuts. So it was on a Wednesday. Also, also you had, of course, that's the day that Mad Dog is on there, and then Brian Windhorse as well, who put the game in perspective. I thought he gave the more even keel between the two guys, Mad Dog and Stephen A. But of course, you know, Mad Dog Russo, he's the curmudgeon. He's the guy who's telling the kids to get off his lawn. He thinks the whole cup thing is dopey. He thinks that it's a waste of time. He thinks that it doesn't mean nothing in the grand scale of things. Whereas, I don't know if you can go there, but hey, it's part of the game now, and you have viewership up as far as the NBA Cup and all of that. So I think this cup here is will turn the tide as far as people's opinion of it. I think this cup here could be where people start to kind of take it more seriously, because, you know, Knicks fans were into it big time. And then it's funny because the Knicks was kind of in a no-win situation coming into this game. If they lose the cup, if they lost this game, you have the naysayers saying, oh, look, they can't even win an NBA cup, let alone an NBA championship. So you had that crowd. Then you have the other side of it where they win the cup and you have the naysayers saying, oh, that's the only thing they'll win. It ain't like they winning a championship. So Knicks are in a no-win situation when it comes to this whole thing. But nonetheless, I prefer to be on the side where they win the cup and you have the idiots talk about, oh, this is the only cup they'll win. First of all, this is a building block upon the ultimate goal you want to reach come June, and that's getting into the NBA Finals and winning a 7-game series, thus leading to a championship. So this game, much to the chagrin of a Christopher Russo, this game does hold some weight as far as, okay, we accomplished this, and this is a taste, but down the road, we want to get to that ultimate championship. And then they'll say also, too, oh, whoever wins the cup is cursed, because look at the last two winners. The Lakers won the first cup, the inaugural cup, and they lost in the first round in those playoffs last year. The Milwaukee Bucks, they beat the Oklahoma City Thunder, and they end up losing in the first round. So they say, oh, this could happen to the Knicks as well. I'll be honest with you. I'd be stunned if they were to, as currently constructed, guys, if they were to head into the playoffs and lose in the first round. I don't see that. So this could be where that whole kind of jinx vibe, you can break that with this current ball club. So there you go with that. But yeah, and then also too, it was brought up as far as the Giannis trade talk. Now we can kind of quell that for the moment, now that the Knicks have did what they did, guys, without the services of a Giannis, was able to achieve this. You know, but of course, you know, you'll have the people who'll say, oh, it isn't like you beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. You just played the Spurs. Hey, listen, Oklahoma City had a shot to get in this thing. They too could have beat the upstart Spurs, but they did not. So, and that's what I like about this cup. It's one game elimination where anybody can show up and win the whole thing. So, again, I give tremendous credit to the Knicks for being able to do what they did on Tuesday night in Vegas. So, there you go. Now, looking down the road for the Knicks, they have a very favorable schedule coming up as far as, in fact, on Thursday evening, they go to Indiana to play a wounded Indiana Pacers team. And then on the following evening, they have a back-to-back where they face the Philadelphia 76ers on Prime, by the way. Oh, by the way, before it slipped my mind, I thought Amazon Prime did a fine job as far as their coverage of the whole thing, as far as the commentators themselves. You had Ian Eagle doing the play-by-play. You had Stan Van Gundy in there. You had Dwayne Wade as well. I thought they did a fine job. I have no issue with the job they did. So I thought they did well. I thought the in-studio folks did well, led by Taylor Rooks, of course. She's the quarterback of the team, if you will, leading the different talking heads on there. Guys like Dirk Nowitzki, guys like Steve Nash, guys like Blake Griffin, also Udonis Haslam. I think that's a fine team there that they got. So I thought they did well. So kudos to them. So like I said, the Knicks, they play the Spurs on Friday, and that'll be at the Garden, guys. Also, word came down, guys, as far as the banner goes, because you know that's the whole big thing now, and that was actually part of Chris Russo's diatribe against the NBA Cup. This has come from Ian Begley, who does a fantastic job covering the NBA, and particularly the New York Knicks. This is what he wrote. Knicks will not raise a NBA Cup banner at Madison Square Garden, per league source. New York Knicks doesn't want to diminish the accomplishment, but has bigger goals in mind, winning the title in June, source says. The New York Knicks is very proud of players and staff winning the NBA Cup and will celebrate with the players and acknowledge the title on Friday, giving home fans a chance to congratulate the players. So that was from Ian Begley. So the Knicks decided we're not going to put that banner up. We're laser focused on the bigger goal, and that's an NBA championship in June. I think it's the right approach, because if they did put the banner up, they would be immediately clowned by, some of the talking heads in the media. Oh, look, they put that bogus banner up for winning the NBA Cup. You know how these haters are. So I say I'm fine with this. I have no issue whatsoever with them not putting the banner up. So definitely I give them credit because, hey, listen, even they know this is just a stepping stone towards a greater goal. And you got to give them a boatload of credit for having that mindset, guys. So there it is. Also, guys, on the injury front for them, I would keep an eye out on Karl Anthony Towns with that knee issue. He was already dealing with a calf situation as well. So I think the Knicks will err on the side of caution as far as that goes. But, hey, listen, you're going to need guys like Ariel Hockporty. You got to need him to step up. He's got to cut down on the fouls. He gets a lot of unnecessarily unnecessary fouls called on him. So that's gonna have to be cleaned up. And then Gershon Yabusele, the guy's like MIA now. Some people say, oh, he put on some weight since he come to New York. So he's a guy who, hey, listen, we brought him here to be a, you know, value piece coming off the bench. So, and then remember too, Mitchell Robinson, you're going to have to, you know, you're not going to play him on back-to-backs because you want to err on the side of caution with him. So you need Hakpoti, you need Yabusele to step up, because there's going to be periods where you don't have Mitchell Robinson. And it looks like with Karl Anthony Towns, you're going to have to be careful with him. So you need these guys to step up in that regard. So hopefully we'll get to see that. Yabusele, you're going to have to show up, man. Now is your time to get in there and show and prove. So there you go. And then also on the injury front, Landry Shamet, who was there at the game, he's missed 11 games with that shoulder injury. I hear good news as far as that goes, that he's nearing a return. So that's good to hear. So we'll keep an eye out for that. And then Deuce McBride, he's missed 3 games so far with the high ankle sprain. He's going to be week to week. So listen, you now have the luxury now. Now that you've seen a Tyler Colet come in there, it gives you substantial minutes where you could err on the side of caution with McBride, because McBride was playing before. He's really balling before that injury. So you want to be on the safe side. Again, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. So you want to be easy with this and not rush guys back. So Tyler Colet, for the moment, he'll have to man the fort until you get a McBride back. So, yeah. But McBride, he'll be evaluated at the end of the week. So we'll see as far as the diagnosis there. But I say give him another couple of weeks and you'll see him back. I don't think it'll be something where it'll keep him out for a prolonged period of time. So there you have it. And you, of course, guys like Jordan Clarkson, you'll need them to step into roles too, which so far so good with Jordan Clarkson. He's like I said, he's hot and cold, but when he's hot, he is not many guys out there coming off your bench with the confidence of a Jordan Clarkson. So there you have it. All right, guys. So that is it for this special episode. The New York Knicks again. 2025 NBA Cup champs. So we'll just leave it there. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. As always, all things basketball with GD.com is the website. Episodes, clips, you're all fine there. My donate buttons as well. Buy me a coffee, PayPal, Spotify donate. Those are places where you can give to the show. Also in my scroll is my Cash App, $GD that sports dude. Again, $GD that sports dude is the Cash App. Also, guys, on the YouTube side, I'm on YouTube, got the channel there going. Also on social media, TikTok, Instagram, some Facebook, some Blue Skies. Blue Sky. I'm sounding like Stephen A now. Some Blue Sky. And there you go. Thank you for listening. As always, we'll talk soon. Take care.